Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here is what he briefly has to say. Hi Sane Man, please do a talk about MGTOW. Hang in there. You're one of the longer term content creators out there advocating for guys, and you do a great job. Don't let the haters get you down. And please consider taking BTC donations in addition to PayPal. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You're probably wondering what the hell does Ukraine and Ukrainian women have to do with Bitcoin? The war in Ukraine proves the case for Bitcoin. The Russian ruble collapsed and people scrambled to protect their life savings by purchasing Bitcoin. The Bitcoin price shot up from 37 to 44,000 when the war began. Ukraine's government was taking Bitcoin donations to help fund their self-defense war efforts. This is what Bitcoin is designed to do. Protect ordinary people like those in Turkey from the devaluation and destruction of their currencies. In a way, it's the people's money and protects us from despotic dictators and bankers. Talking about MGTOW and cryptocurrency is also polarizing. Either you like it or you hate it. Unless you've been living in Argentina, Venezuela, Turkey, and now Russia or Ukraine, you have no idea how beneficial it is to you. As for why I'm not putting a Bitcoin donation link in the description, it's because 2/3 of my wealth is already in Bitcoin and a bit in Ethereum and BATS. So I'm diversifying and accumulating tech stocks that have been beaten up badly recently. I also wanted to shoehorn the Ukraine situation into this video, otherwise you guys wouldn't click on it. Many of you are also asking me what the situation is. It's simple. Ukraine signed a treaty with Russia not to enter NATO, and they broke the treaty and Russia doesn't want Western forces sitting on what amounts their front porch, with rockets pointed at them for a very fast first strike. I'm a quarter Ukrainian as my grandmother comes from Mariupol, which is almost on the border of Russia. So why did Ukraine violate the treaty? Because they want to become Western and shed their nationalistic past like almost every European country out there these days. Russians see them as sellouts, and there are only a handful of countries that haven't sold out to the West yet. The main ones being Russia, Serbia, China, Japan, and North Korea. They're still very nationalistic and refuse to integrate Western culture into theirs. They also have strong in-group preference compared to the out-group. I, of course, am referring to the males. The females in every background will sell out their own group for cash and prizes. Russian and Ukrainian women are no different. I also believe that China and Russia are secretly stacking Bitcoin because they see the writing on the wall. The hash rate in China is still about 20% of the global power. So I suspect that it's the government doing it and building up their reserves for the eventual fall of the US dollar standard. There are also 20 or 30 US bioweapons labs in Ukraine. So if you were the Russians, that would piss you off too. What's going on in Ukraine would be the equivalent of China creating military bases in Canada. Would the US just sit there and watch that happen, or would they annex Canada? I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the former communist country clown world show. Mr. Anonymous, funny enough you mentioned that I should let people tip me in Bitcoin on my channel. One of my favorite female content creators, I suggested that she started taking Bitcoin tips. She got a $5 donation a number of years ago, and now it's worth $500. I told her to keep that Bitcoin and get her viewers to give her more, and then in 5 years that $500 will turn into $5,000. But again, she probably hasn't stacked that much Bitcoin, so having some is better than none. Many of you guys have also pointed out that men aged 16 or 18 to 60 were not allowed to leave Ukraine at the start of the war, but the women were. Where's that great old equality during the time of war? It flies out the window and women flee. On top of that, many men in the Ukrainian and Russian armed forces will probably put their money into Bitcoin and then die during the conflict. And the women they're with will probably take that money and leave the country to start a better life with a Western man named Chad. In the past, when a country's currency was destroyed along with the men in battle, the women were done. But now if there's a war, the men's wealth still remains, if it's in Bitcoin for his wife to have. In 10 or 20 years, women will make up the majority of politicians and hold the power of armies in their hands. If they get men to destroy one another, then they get to keep all the cash and prizes. In many ways, they'll benefit from war, so do you really expect them to not take us to war? The only downside to their plan is that if enough men die, then there will once again be a surplus of women and non-men. That will lead them to lose some of their power in the sexual marketplace. But I suspect there won't be enough men there to lose their lives. After all, the U.S. military only has 1.3 million troops. The Russian has only 1 million, and the Chinese has 1.6 million. Even if all those men died, it wouldn't balance out the gender dynamic unless, of course, women took us to total war. Throughout history, female queens have made more wars than the male ones. Imagine a world ruled by female queens. What's the likelihood that it'll just be endless warfare? Because after all, the women would still be protected with deflationary cryptocurrency regardless of which side won that war. My experience with women and men from Ukraine, for that matter, with regards to money, is that they're a lot more honest about how much money and assets they have, and unlike the West, they have no issues talking to you and asking you how large your stock portfolio is. I found that very shocking and didn't really know what to say when I was asked so directly about my net worth. But I suspect the Ukrainians are not like Serbians, Russians, Chinese, and other heavily nationalistic groups, and won't integrate into the world at large, and dissolve their identities to some extent. Those three groups I mentioned hold on to the identity of being outsiders, and they identify with other groups that are outgroups to the globalist order. You could really see that with Novak Djokovic refusing to get vaxxed, and then being banned from Australia, and then Serbia banning an Australian mining company. You have to remember that Americans were bombing Serbia when he was young, and he had to train in an empty swimming pool instead of a proper tennis court. He had to bounce the balls off the walls of that pool, and the wall always wins with women just like it beats you at tennis if you play it too. And that's a certain type of defiance that globalists don't understand, and they have a hard time destroying in-group preference, and that's why they're trying to promote that the individual is more important than the national collective. They're more interested in divide and conquer. As for Ukrainian women, they're cold and calculating, but that describes most Slavic women and women in general. If women play the part of the female chameleon and pretend to believe in their own group, be it Ukrainian or otherwise, it's because they have something to gain from their men. Once there's no more advantage, they become free agents to outside males. If you want to learn who a woman really is, then see what she does when she's single for a really long time, and not looking for a man to marry, if that's even possible. As for Russia, maybe Putin had enough of all the gay and trans identity stuff that was coming into Ukraine, and he wanted to destroy Ukraine and not allow the West to come in. Also to create a demilitarized zone buffer between his country and the rest of Europe, but also a cultural one if he takes over and forces certain cultural changes. In Ukraine, the once strict gender roles have been eroded to some extent. Putin has already made it clear that he believes the West is mentally ill. So maybe part of the whole Ukraine thing is to try and prevent the woke culture from capturing his country too. And by the way, China and Serbia have not actually put any sanctions on Russia. As for Bitcoin, owning it and believing in what it stands for is kind of like being an outsider. In my own life, I was raised in an Eastern European culture where the own group is more important than the individual, but I ended up being the outsider to that culture. Then at a young age, I moved to Canada, and Canadians are like Americans, but we're outsiders to the American patriotism. We also make some of the best comedians because we can find many of the things Americans do funny, because we have that outsider perspective. Then as a Canadian growing up, I became an outsider once again. Being part of an outgroup is a great thing because it allows you to see the world in a new way, and other people in your outgroup that are also outsiders from society are the true rebels, because you're not accepted in that society. I feel sorry for most Russian, Serb, Chinese, Japanese people, etc. that are trapped in their own group, and their loyalty will destroy any originality and independent thoughts. In the description, I put a link to a Serbian woman named Marina Abrinovic. Being raised in a Serbian household, why did no one talk about her to me? Why are tennis players like Djokovic more important than the rebel artists in such cultures? Why were guys like Nikola Tesla rebels and outcasts of their own families back in the day? Simply because he wanted to be an engineer, which would have been just as radical as a free-thinking artist today. But I also feel sorry for those people that sell out their identities for one they can never be. My question to men and women in Ukraine is, do you really think that the Germans, French, and English people will ever look at you as equals? Maybe some of them, but not their cultures as a whole. Ukrainians are outsiders to their own group, and outsiders to the out-group. But they chose to sell out, unlike myself, who was simply rejected. I'm just rambling and trying to make sense of why Ukraine would be so desperate to join Europe and the West, and that they would risk war with Russia over it. I don't think they believed the Russians were going to attack. I just saw that convoy that went to Ottawa to stop the mandates was 43 miles long. It was the longest convoy in history. Now, as if by some crazy twist of fate, there's a 40-mile convoy of Russian military trucks and tanks headed to Kiev. Who knows what will happen by the time I release this video. Regardless of what happens if the Russians win and occupy the place, or if it eventually becomes part of the EU, one is for certain is that women will probably play their hypergamous role. That's a given. I heard a story about my grandmother from Ukraine and how she married my wealthy Serbian grandfather. She was from the Soviet Union at the time, and he was from a free country where you could amass wealth and resources. If it wasn't for her hypergamy, as a Ukrainian woman, I wouldn't be here right now. If Ukraine sucks thanks to Russian occupation, then just imagine how many Ukrainian women will leave to try to head to the West to find men there. Maybe that was the plan all along, to cause a refugee crisis to get all the educated people out of Ukraine, and have them add to the economies and populations of the West. I feel bad for some of the white South African farmers that were welcomed in Ukraine because of the geopolitical chaos there, and now they have to find another country, a refugee from a country they fled to as refugees. As for Marina Abramović, people say that she's some sort of satanic witch, on account of her spirit cooking videos. But watch the video about her that I put in the description, and tell me that she's not intelligent. She's definitely someone I'd love to meet in real life. She commands my attention when she speaks, or when she spoke years ago, and she's definitely someone that's interested in understanding human nature. Maybe I'll reach out to her and see if she actually wants to do a podcast or something. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this chaotic topic that covered Bitcoin as well as many other things. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Putin is trying to smash Ukraine up at Schwing Schwang. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the hypergamous Ukrainian women that run out of their country with their husband's Bitcoin while he's on the front line away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.